Welcome back. Well, Jonathan, why was Donald Trump's family suing the IRS in the first place? That would be like the Prime Minister suing the ATO here.
Yeah, it would be exactly the same thing. It goes back to a series of articles that were published by the New York Times and others detailing Donald Trump's tax affairs. So you'll remember that prior to the 2016 election, where Donald Trump first came to power, it was normal for American presidents to reveal their tax returns, to show how much they were making, and to show that they were paying tax like everyone else. And Donald Trump broke with tradition there. He never revealed them. And it was always a question, what was in his tax affairs that he didn't want to see?
Why wouldn't he put them out?
Exactly. And someone from the IRS leaked this to the US media, and not the whole picture. We were able to see a bit of a picture a few years ago. We were able to kind of get a little bit of a picture about his tax affairs. It's far too complicated to go into now, but essentially that was why he was suing the IRS, because he was saying they were wrong in allowing this to happen. They should have had better oversight of what was happening.
So now it's emerged that he's dropped this $10 billion lawsuit, but he's got something else in return, something that's been described as a secretive fund.
Yes. So they have set up a compensation fund for people that Trump believes were wronged by federal investigations or prosecutions. So this is a fund run by five people who will all be subject to be fired by the president, I should say, and they will be able to award money to people that they deem to have been wronged by the federal government. And importantly, there is $1.7 billion in this fund that the IRS has provided. I should say $1.776 billion. There's symbolism there being 1776, the founding of America. We're in the 250th anniversary year. So
there's a big message there.
There's a lot of messages there.
Some critics have described it as a slush fund. Is that fair? Can we even understand how it might work?
I'm so interested to find out how this fund is going to work. So the fund is going to produce quarterly reports to the Attorney General, who is, you know, I should say, a Trump loyalist, on how much has been paid out. But these are going to be confidential reports. So we might never find out where this money is going. Now, obviously, in 2 years' time, there could be a change in government, and maybe we will start to find out. But at the moment, we're talking about close to $2 billion that the president, those around him, will be able to control where that money goes. And he's saying, you know, it could go to people who were convicted after January 6th. Remember, he pardoned a lot of those people.
Right, yeah.
It could go to other people he deems have been wronged by the federal government. But we just don't know where this money is going to go.
There's been a lot of anger, I believe, from Democrats about whether any of that money could go to those involved in the January 6th insurrection. It's going to be interesting to see who he appoints to oversee that slush fund. But there was another little carrot that was only just revealed as part of this deal to do with his tax returns.
Yes. So this only came out overnight. We found out about the fund yesterday, and then they released some paperwork around it, and there was a tiny caveat that perhaps they thought would go unnoticed within it, but people picked up on it. So in addition to that fund, the IRS quietly agreed that the government was barred forever from examining the tax returns of Trump, his family, his company, and even related company.
From this moment. I mean, it includes part of his time as president.
The agreement applies to anything filed before the agreement was reached. So that means he can never be investigated, his tax affairs. And in 2024, the New York Times reported that if he was audited and he lost that audit and they found things, that could cost him more than $100 million. So this is a lot of money. They potentially saved him. Now, we don't know the basis of Trump's tax affairs. But the fact that his company, that his children can never be investigated as well, that is extraordinary.
It is an extraordinary, I suppose, win for him. Could it ever be overturned? What are people saying about it?
Yeah, again, we don't really know at the moment. So I think a lot more will become clear after the midterms, because we're expecting the Democrats will at least win the House in those midterms. That all of a sudden puts them in charge of a lot of committees, a lot of investigations. They can start launching investigations. They can start finding out what's been happening. But at the moment, it's all very opaque. We just don't really understand how this process will work and whether it can ever be overturned.
Expecting the Democrats to win the House, it all comes back to the midterms, which we'll probably keep talking about right up until November. But shall we come back next week?
I would love that, Richard. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Decoding America is a podcast by Guardian Australia and was recorded on Gadigal land. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert and Daniel Simo. Sound design and mixing by Lou Hill. Theme composed by Joe Koning. And the executive producer is Hannah Parks. I'm Regid Ahmed. Jonathan and I will be back next week in your full story feed.